When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
And then I'll just finish up the pod by saying the ending.
We've done the ending already, mate.
Have we?
Yeah. You leave this to me.
Hello and welcome to Jokes with Mark Simmons, the podcast where I chat to another comedian about jokes they can't get to work. As always, I am joined in the podcast studio by the one and only Mr. Danny Ward.
Here we are.
Here we are, and it is a very special episode, the first of its kind. This is an episode celebrating and announcing the UK Comedy Awards.
Yeah, how about that, eh?
That is
how
pretty cool, that? Yes. Yeah. So I won it last year.
Oh, did you?
I won it. I don't know if I've ever mentioned it
before.
I'm
not sure if you have, no.
But yeah, I won, and it's my honour.
Privilege.
And privilege.
And duty.
Have been asked to run the awards this year. The way it works, I suppose no one knows really who's listening, is the comedians. It's the Comics Comic Award. So the comedians all vote for the best act, best MC, and best independent promoter.
Yes.
So it is the best award you can win, because it's, you know, what more do you want than respect from your peers?
Money. Fame. Fortune.
No, I think this trumps it, mate. This trumps it. So what we've got, a special episode. We're going to announce the winners on the podcast, and then we're going to have an interview with two of the winners. So so we start with Best Promoter, shall we?
Let's start with Best Promoter, Mark.
Do you want to talk about awards or anything? Like, you've won an award.
I've won a couple of awards here and there.
Yeah, Danny Ward has won some awards.
Yep. Well, so, 2013, when the Amuse Moose, people's champion.
I think we discussed on the podcast
many times.
The actual concept of a competition in comedy
shouldn't be competitive.
No, it's difficult because it's so many factors. It's where you are on the bill. It's the sort of audience. It's loads of different things. Who's on before you? Blah blah blah. Whereas this is voted by the comics. It's all, no one knows. It's all what do you call that?
Anonymous.
It's all anonymous, and
unless you've got access to the email address,
which only one person does.
Mm-hmm.
So it's brilliant. It's a brilliant awards, and it gets announced at the comedians' Christmas party where they receive
awards. I know what people are thinking. They're thinking, but Christmas is already happened. You tell them, Mark. Explain.
I'll tell them, because comedians work at Christmas. We work so much that not everybody would be able to get together at the same time. So we always do it early January, early on in the week. Everyone can be there. It's a bloody nice night.
And for many years, organised by Susan Murray.
Susan Murray, yes, who we are trying to get on the podcast, but it just isn't matching up at the moment. But we will get there.
So anyway, who won the Best Independent Promoter?
So Best Independent Promoter do you want to do a drum roll?
Hang on.
It is James Alderson.
Hey, well done, James.
Well done, James. James, who is ill at the moment, he's got a cough, and he said he tried to do a podcast the other day, and he said it's just coughing for an hour. Yeah. So he said, thank you very much. He's very chuffed, but, you know, he doesn't want to cough all over our podcast. So, you know, there you go. He won't be at the party either. But it's interesting, really. Like, I imagine he is a comedian, though. I think as a promoter, it's like...
Well, when you use the term independent promoter, quite often those independent promoters might also be comedians as well, don't
yeah,
they?
Yeah.
Maybe you just start off running a gig as a comedian, and actually you find
quite
out
that
you're quite good at it. And there's some good examples of people like that, isn't there? Like, of course, we've got... and he's epic comedy down in sort of that part
Paul
of the
Cox.
World. Paul Cox, you know, he's a comedian. And, you know, but almost, not by osmosis, it's by hard work. But, you know, all of a sudden, he's got like 7-8 gigs, right?
But the brilliant thing about comics running the gigs is they know,
they should know what works and what
they
doesn't
know how
work.
To set a gig up, whereas a lot of people that don't, you know, and James Alderson's gigs are beautiful.
Yeah.
They're always busy, nicely set up. He's a great MC, so he sets a room
up
nicely.
It's like Spikey Mike gigs. It's like Rob Riley gigs.
Yeah, they know what they're doing.
Yeah.
Alumni for the awards, Rob Riley's won it twice before
Rob's this got, award. Rob's great.
He's got some really nice gigs. So, yeah, congratulations to James Alderson. There's another category, which is... what we should do is we should say a bit of history of the awards, just to say who's won in the categories in the past. I think it's a nice idea.
Yeah,
I think. Might take me just.
You've got access to that information?
Yeah, I've got it here.
I mean, I can go back a bit further. The awards were set up as an alternative to the Edinburgh Comedy Awards.
Awards
by John Maloney.
Because in comedy, it's rare that the comedy circuit, doesn't get recognised. It's almost sniffed at.
Mm.
And this is a way to recognise, you know, proper club comedy. That's the idea.
So that was while Mark was doing that, it was his opportunity. That was your attempt to get to the page on the website that you needed to get to.
Yeah.
But as it is, that's not work. So I'll just keep filling the time here. It's just easier to do yesterday this and it than came... to cut it out later in post-production.
Oh, here we go. Got it.
Go on.
Okay, so the next category. So the award is called Outstanding Contribution to UK Comedy. It's been won by loads of brilliant acts. Sean Locke won it, Jeremy Hardy, Ian Cognito. Last year it was Peter Graham, who runs the Downstairs at the King's Head club, one of the oldest comedy clubs in Britain.
Mm-hmm.
So this year...
Yeah, this year it's been shared, hasn't it?
It's been shared by three people.
Who have sadly passed away this last year.
But all very, very deserving. So first of all was Tony Allen.
He was before my time, Tony Allen. But Jeff, you know, Jeff Innocent, friend of the podcast. He taught Jeff. And Jeff, to this day, has always talked about that as being a massive inspiration. And one of the best accolades he ever received was one day when Tony watched him and said, "I don't have any notes about your..." Because he always used to come and watch and give feedback. I believe that Jeff did his comedy course, all this time ago.
Yes.
And then Jeff, whenever they gigged together or he came to watch, he'd give him notes. And he said that one of the biggest accolades he ever had was when he said, "I don't have any notes
on your set." Because I just know him as a pioneer of like when the alternative comedy scene started.
I mean, obviously before our time, right? But, but another one of those sort of, you know, one of the colossuses, a colossus of live comedy. And, you know, greatly missed, of course.
Yeah. And so he's sharing the award with Andy Smart.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who was one of the...
colossus.
Comedy store players.
Yeah.
That's what he's... I guess that's what I know him as.
Yeah. Well, he was an improv guy, wasn't he? Mm. So he's got improv comedy all-stars.
Yeah.
And he had various different sort of names and different people, you know, came in, TV show, and there was obviously the sort of comedy store's got its own version. Mm. And then he was, you know...
It's in that pioneering era of comedy in the UK.
And he wasn't just a colossus of comedy, he was also like a really nice guy, wasn't he? And the outpouring of love for him when he died, you know, no one, you know, everyone had a lovely word to say about him.
Yeah.
Because he just loved it and he lived it.
Yes. Yes,
you know, and I only saw him a couple of times. And it was, you know, he would turn up and he hadn't been to sleep the night before to come and do the Edinburgh showcase at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. He'd come in with his guardian and all of a sudden on stage, smash it with his buds. And then off he went again to carry on with his mischief.
and sharing it with those two is our friend Gareth.
Never heard of him.
Gareth Richards. Yeah, Gareth Richards.
Yeah.
And I felt, because I'm in charge of the awards, I felt, because I was thinking, like, I don't actually make the decision of this. This is the organisers of the awards. But I felt like if I'm seen as running the awards, I don't know, I just felt like it might seem a bit weird if I'm pushing Gareth as the winner or as a... Do you know what I mean? But what happened was so many people, when they voted, they put him down, that they think he should be honoured. So many votes.
Of course.
So that was, you know, I just presented the evidence and, you know, I probably shouldn't feel
the only person pointing fingers at you is yourself.
Yeah, I know.
If you're pointing fingers at someone else, you've got three pointing back at you. You ever read that?
I like it.
It's good though, isn't it?
Yeah, really good.
You should never point a finger at someone, you've got three pointing back at you.
So I mean, like you said, all, you know, very missed, and, you know, big parts of the
yeah. And I know at the party tonight there'll be a massive cheer and a, you know, three cheers for all three of them, wherever they are now in the pantheon. And finally, Mark.
Finally, we've got two more.
Oh yes,
two more categories.
Of course.
Best MC.
Yes,
very important job. Of course. As
most important job on the bill.
Yeah,
as we know.
Previous winners, Paul Smith.
Never heard of him.
Keris Nelms, she won last year. Yep. Danny McLaughlin won it. Roger Munker. So many great. Laura Lex, Mandy Knight. I might as well read them all. I feel bad if I don't read them
you're
all.
Sort of, you're not actually saying them out loud.
Roger Monkhouse.
Yeah.
Dan Nightingale. I think I've covered everyone. I should have just said everyone.
Yeah. They make it look easy at the Oscars, don't they?
Look at the list of people. And this year, the winner
is,
and we're going to speak to him right now, it's Barry Dodds.
Hello, can you hear me?
There he is.
Here he is. Congratulations, hi, mate. Congratulations. Woo!
Thank you, mate. I'm totally stunned by it. It was, that was so out of the blue, Mark. I couldn't believe it.
That's amazing, mate. It's so cool and well deserved as well. How do you feel? Has it sunk in properly yet?
It sort of hasn't, because when I got the message, it was sort of late at night. Because I'm actually away. I'm literally right now. I'm sat in Chillingham Castle, up in Northumberland, in this one little bit where I get a signal to talk to you.
Oh wow!
And so that came in just as I was getting ready to go to bed to come up here, and then I got up, and then I was so preoccupied about getting up here, so I haven't really had time to let it sink in, because I've been on the move since.
So what are you doing? You're ghost hunting?
Yes, I ghost hunting / break / wandering around a place that I love. I love it up here, so it's really cool.
Have you seen any today? Last night?
We've got Henry VIII on the telly, apparently. I'm with some friends. That's Christina Martin next to me, of Viz fame. We've not had anything spooky as yet. Me winning that award, that's pretty fucking supernatural. that shouldn't be happening.
That should lift
There's
your
a few
spirits.
People. Hey! There's going to be some skeptics about that award.
Promoters won't be ghosting you anymore.
Hey! Oh,
it's like this all the time, Barry.
I feel for you.
I'm exhausted.
Oh, that's brilliant. Have I told you my ghosty stories?
Oh, good. No. No, you've never done this.
My grandparents had a 500-year-old cottage. And I stayed there for a couple of years, and quite a few weird, ghosty things happened while I was there. Do you want to hear one? It's quite long-winded.
Yeah, I'm just you know.
I try and do the short version. Basically, I woke up one morning, and I couldn't find my phone anywhere. There's more to it. So I woke up to the sound of my hoodie hitting my door, right? And the hoodie was over by the door. When I woke up, that was what woke me up, that noise. And the hoodie I'd put over the other side of the room the night before. And then I thought that was a bit weird. And then I looked and I couldn't find my phone anywhere. And I looked around the whole room. I'd put it on the charging thing the night before. Remember that? Couldn't find my phone anywhere. Went downstairs. This was during the lockdown. So my mum, they were living there at the time. And I asked her to come up and just help me look for my phone because I thought I was going mad. And we looked everywhere, couldn't find it. Eventually, we lifted up the mattress. And right in the middle, under the mattress, was my phone sitting in between loads of stuff. The only way you could possibly get it there would be on hands and knees and push it, because it's uphill as well. So it couldn't have fallen off and rolled up there. And the only other explanation would be me sleepwalking, but I've never, ever been known to sleepwalk. And also, why have I put my phone right under the bed when I'm sleepwalking? And then, there's more to it. So then, the bathroom door opposite where the bedroom was shut, and that's only ever shut when someone's in there, and that was shut. And then a bit later in the day, we went to the spare room between those two rooms, and on the back of the door you got like a hook thing that holds loads of coats and things. Everything on there had been flung across the room. How do you feel about that?
I think it sounds absolutely incredible. I can, even from here in this remote castle, I can feel some skepticism in the room with you.
It's all right. What are you talking about? There's no one here.
I get it a lot. There's no one else there.
No. So, and there's been a few other things that have been a bit weird like that.
You need to come on my podcast.
I'd love to
come on mine and tell me them all, because I've got many questions.
Yeah, definitely. I'm into all this stuff. I'm open minded. I'm a believer.
Barry, do you think you believe you've seen a ghost, or are you still hunting?
I've always been very honest about it. I've been ghost hunting for so many years. I've done it longer than I've done anything in my life, and it was maybe 2018 I've seen something once. I've seen one thing. Ooh. Which is not a good success rate, but the chill, the thrill is in the chase. So
yeah, the chill and the thrill.
The chill is in Indeed. The chase. That's quite a good line for ghost hunting.
What is your podcast called, if people are into this stuff?
Is it bollocks? Where it's, because that's the last question is always, is it bollocks? Is this all just, because I try to get people to be very honest about it, and it's rare people will agree with me, but I do like it when I get a believer. I do like it. And it's weird because it's comics who I talk to, and the ones who I expected maybe to have some beliefs are tend to rubbish it, whereas those who are maybe people that you stereotypically wouldn't think are believers tend to be the people with the darker stories. Mm. Yeah,
I've got quite a few.
Mm. Oh, we need to talk.
Mm. Yeah, 100%. So,
I was just wondering, Barry, just congrats on the award. I was wondering, what do you think makes a good MC, and what do you sort of look to do in that role?
I think everyone's got their individual thing and their individual way of doing it, I suppose. But I'm certainly no authority on MCing or anything.
You are now, mate.
Well,
you're official. It's official, mate. It's official.
I think it's about trying to set it up right for the acts and trying to take a room trying to change a room into the right sort of atmosphere that's up for fun and is also focused. And it's I always sort of want to be invisible to it, but have all the acts have a great gig. If all the acts have a great gig, then you feel like, okay, right, I'm really happy with the part I've played in that, in making the whole night run smoothly. And also, you know, it doesn't always go to plan for everyone, and being able to I think being able to pick the mood back up again and roll with that, I think that's important. And not overrunning.
Yeah,
that's my biggest bugbear with people on the circuit is overrunning. You don't need to do it.
There's no skepticism in the room anymore, mate. we are on board. We are the choir. You're preaching to the choir here, mate. But we've only actually gigged together a few times, but every time it's always been a lovely gig. I've always walked onto a really nice environment. So absolutely deserved winner, mate. Congratulations. And we'll see you tonight at the party.
We will see you tonight. This is shit myself there. I presume this is going out on Monday.
Yeah, we're putting it out on the day.
Oh, God.
Yeah, you're going to have to get your skates on if you're in Northumberland. See you in Soho in an hour.
I can see Edinburgh from the window. It's very...
Right, mate. Thank you.
You get back to the ghost busting. Hunting.
Thank you so much, and I'll see you all tonight.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Okay, and finally...
Finally,
the big
best
one.
Act. The best act.
The best act.
Best act. Previous winners include... just all the previous winners. Mick Ferry, Gavin Webster, Zoe Lyons, Jeff Innocent, Ian Stone, Andy Askins, Raymond and Mr. Timpkins Review, Scott Bennett, Joe Caulfield, Ninia Benjamin, and Mark Nelson.
Yeah, and?
Oh, Mark Simmons.
Yeah.
That was me last year.
Yeah.
And I'm very pleased to announce that this year's winner is Andrew Bird. Here he is. Come on, Birdie.
The O2 messaging service.
For fuck's sake.
The person you are calling is unable to take your call.
Is the last thing
Please leave your message after the tone. To re-record your message, key hash at any time.
Hello, Andrew. I can't get through to you for this, so we've decided to retract your award.
Yep.
And we're going to give it to Danny.
Because Danny
is here right now. So congratulations, Danny, on winning the award.
Thank you very much indeed. Thanks to my peers, for those who voted for me. And here's to a really, really full-on 2024. Lots of gigs. Yeah.
Let's get that award to work.
Andrew Bird.
He's phoning us now. You're live on Channel 4. Please do not swear.
Hello.
There he is.
Oh, here he is. Congratulations, Andrew Bird. Best act. Comic.
Thanks.
There we go.
Thank you very much.
How do you feel?
Still slightly confused. still worried that it was a low voting count. I was worried there was something wrong with your emails and you didn't get many back and something like that. I've been thinking about it a lot. I'll be questioning Mate, people on who they voted.
There's a big volume of voters. It was a good turnout.
Oh, good.
I don't know what it normally is, but it was a good solid turnout. It took me ages to go through them all. So very pleased for you. So what's been happening? What are you doing at the moment?
Just at home telling the family about it repeatedly. You know, a 9-year-old doesn't seem that impressed by it.
Oh, really?
Oh. Yeah, even when you explain to them at length what it means, not a lot. But it's one of them. I can't even pretend to be casual about it. I can't even pretend, yeah, it's good like that. I am absolutely delighted because I am slightly embarrassing as well because I have. I'm worried now about how vocally bitter I've been about not winning it previously.
Well, I've had
That's the worry,
isn't it? Winners have been really about rubbish.
You worry about other people going, really? I wouldn't have had that. I wouldn't have had him as the winner.
Most of them did, mate.
You know, because the thing with it, I don't know about you, it wasn't about getting on telly and stuff. There wasn't that much stand-up on telly. All you wanted was to get paid 20s and the other comedians think you're good.
Mm.
That was it, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So this award is other comedians have gone, yeah, he's good. It's a blooming lovely feeling.
I genuinely think it's the best award that you can possibly win in comedy.
Well, you would, and so would I, because we've won it. Danny probably got his eyes on something else.
Amuse Moose People's Champion 2013.
Yeah, that's the one you're after, Danny. You're right.
It's on my bookshelf.
the biggie.
But no, I think it is. It is a real. I think when your peers vote for you, I just think they're the ones that should know what they're talking about, right?
You'd think so. Yeah, it's going to be. It's good. I mean, I don't know if I can, like, you have to go, try and keep it in your head on stage, haven't you? From now on, you know, when someone's staring at me blankly in the second row, I'll be like, mate,
you don't know the votes are in, mate.
So you're wrong. Surely the votes are in.
But it's been a breakout year for you, Andrew, isn't it? You've been on the tour, yeah.
Yeah, I've supported Russell on tour. So Russell, it's been Howard. A good year for that. Did Wang. Russell Howard,
hold on,
yeah.
Hold on.
Clang!
yeah, pick that up. I mean, you did ask. But, I was going to drop in at some point.
We should make out this is Russell Howard, just given the,
Yeah.
Make dead sure we know what Russell we're talking about here.
oh, yeah. Done that and then done my own tour. That went well, but I am honestly every year I see someone else get it, and I'm like, oh yeah, no, that is a good choice. Fair enough, that must feel good. And let me tell you, it does feel good.
Oh, that's brilliant, mate. That's awesome.
Now you know, Andrew, that the person you have now that you've won, next year you'll be responsible for paying for
the trophy
for the following year's person.
Did
you know that? Yeah.
Oh. The software breaker. No.
Yeah. There's a little...
Do you still want the award?
I still want the award, but next year's trophy is going to be a lot more low budget.
Do you know
how much... I'm going to use the phrase homemade. my dad's a carpenter. I'll make a lovely job of
it. You get a couple of them toilet rolls, empty toilet rolls.
Yeah. I say me. I'll see what my 9-year-old can cobble together at school.
Well, this year, no expense spared.
So you're going to collect the... Mark's gone out on your award.
£200.
200 big ones.
Really? You haven't, have you?
Yeah, because... And the tradition is that you double it every year, so...
Oh, my God. This is more... It's just feeling more like a poison chalice, I'm not going to lie to you.
No. I've spent a moderate... You know, not £200.
So are you going to the party on Monday?
Yes. Yes, I am, which is, again, embarrassing because... I've never been. and now I have. And we know why. Which is slightly awkward.
That's
why don't you do one of them videos like at the Oscars? Oh, but Andrew can't be here tonight, but he's sent through this video.
I could do that.
Have you written a speech?
No. God. Not as yet.
Did you write a speech? I did about a paragraph. It wasn't a speech. It was two little gags. One of the gags was, this is lovely. It's the first time anyone I voted for has won, which I was quite proud of.
It's good.
But I was saying this because I did an episode about the speech, actually, I think, or it was linked to another episode. And it is, they're all comedians there. And they've all been told that you're the best one. So it's quite a tough crowd.
It's a tough gig. It's a room full of people, with a good level of resentment already before the award.
Yeah, fair couple of drinks in them.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah, this is a tough... I mean...
I kept it short and sweet. That was my game plan.
Yeah, but there's a difference between me and you, Mark. You write short and sweet good gags. I do not do that.
Just do mine again.
Yeah, that's what I was going to think. What's the return audience like? Yeah.
Should have been it last year, mate. It was real busy.
When I found out, though, my first thoughts were, this must be a mistake. It can't be me, which is quite a traditional thing to think, I think. Mm. And then my second thought was, oh, hang on, that means I've got to organise next year's. So this, if anything, it proves what a comedian I am. Because I have self-doubt and a fear of admin. And you can't be... It's an absolute confirmation of me as a comedian, that.
That's so funny. I'll be honest with you, I did it this year, the votes and everything, and it wasn't that big a deal. I might even do it next year, mate. I've got the email set up now. It's fine.
Oh, all right. Well, I'll get in on it. I'll tell you what else is slightly...
A joint effort, that'd be fun.
Yeah, we could do it together, a bit of joint admin.
Right, mate, we better crack on.
Well done, Andrew, mate. It's a really, you really deserve it. Cracking stellar year. Do you support a big name? On the back of that, go and do your own tour. Also, you won freaking loads of great gigs. You did Ian Cognito's documentary. The way you told his story was amazing. And you're just an all-round good guy, mate.
Here we go. Thanks.
There we go. And we'll see you at the party tonight.
Yep. See you there. Thanks, chaps. Good to speak to you both.
No worries, mate. Take care. Bye.
See you later, mate. Bye-bye. Wow. There we go, Mark. Let's we take it to the bridge.
That is the end of this special edition of the podcast. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in. We are on tour 2024. Check it out, marksimmons.co.uk. At Jokes with Mark on social media, at Danny Ward Comedy on social media. Anything more from you, Danny?
Nothing more from me, Mark. Anything more from you, Mark?
Well, nothing more from me, Danny. And remember, everybody,
be more Gareth.
Hashtag awooga.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns. Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.